Okay. Being 3 o'clock, I'll declare the Audit and Risk Committee meeting open. You recording, Kim?
Yes.
Recording?
Yes.
No lights on?
Yep, lights on. Yes.
We are making audio recording of this. Attendance and apologies, we're all here. Going back a step, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of land in which we meet today. Wondabi Billing people, Noongar Nation. And pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. What happened? Hash on the end of it. Welcome, Hash. Okay. So it's changed every time it comes in. Okay, apologies, there are nil. Public question time. No members of the public present. No legal applications approved, none applied for. The confirmation of minutes for the 24th of April. They've been circulated. Any reason not to believe they're a true and correct record? Moved by Councillor Hanson, Councillor Curtis. Any discussion?
No.
Yeah. Councillor Sly.
Item 2.1 says Councillor Sly is in attendance, but he's also item 2.2 is an apology as well. So it needs to be corrected there.
Was he there or then? No.
He's an apology.
He's an apology, that's right. Yeah. Okay, with that correction, Sean Creek record, we have it. On the favour, he gets carried. No announcements. Did my hands or something?
Oh, yeah.
No, is there any disclosure of interest of items on the agenda? Item 8.1 on the agenda. The recommendation. Councillor Hanson's.
No? I just want to know if we can suspect.
You can. Suspect standing. Councillor Hanson moved, Councillor Brown seconded. All in favour? Against carried. Okay, Councillor.
The reason was I did speak to the manager of corporate services about my understanding of the reasoning behind all this, but I thought it might help others in the fact that they're. The dollar indication of it all is yet to come out in the future. About all the parts of it, what it was for.
Yep.
It's a very broad stroke, and there's no specifics in there, is what I queried.
Yeah. I came through the chair.
Mm, yes.
So, through the chair, this is a high-level strategic ICT plan. What you'll see in it, we've also included the ICT ERP system transitioning with broad level timeframes for achievements. What we're not doing in this plan is breaking down into a implementation plan in terms of the real raw detail behind it. That's what this ICT strategic plan is pointed at that high level. I've used the department's guidelines to do this. The ever-changing and quickly changing IT environment and solutions that are available and technologies, if we wanted to do a ERP system specification as an example to go out for tenders, you'd probably be looking at investing something like $80,000 to $100,000 and just getting that written up. So if we could do that now, I could put 80K in here, and in 2 years time it could be a totally different plan that we're looking at. So it is high level. it still gives guidance in terms of where we are, where we're moving to, and quite frankly, it actually shows that the Shire is at a very considerably high level given the size of its operations, from my perspective. I talk about the Essential Eight, which is something that the OAG have want to count. That's what they'll measure councils on. So, and striving toward Essential Eight, we're nearly there already. We have multi-factor authentication. We've got a lot of things already in place. So, you know, as I say, it is that very high level. I don't talk about an actual budget amount for all of the different items in there. We take into consideration risk management, and you'll see that I've used our risk management matrix to actually undertake an assessment within the document as well. I would commend it to the Audit Committee to recommend to Council its adoption.
Can I suggest you look at the email I sent you this morning? It's a very good email in terms of some of the explanation, some of the lingo behind it. For example, the eight, the Essential Eight, if you look at that, one of the slides I gave you, it tells you what the Essential Eight is and where it comes from. The Australian Signals Directorate, for example. And it goes through, and when you look at the eight factors there, the Essential Eight, they're all pretty logical and straightforward. But have a look at that slideshow off the press yesterday, even though it says confidential. Your discussion? Sure. Councillor Brown.
So a question for Executive Manager as well. And I know that obviously this is a high key document strategic, but when you're listing infrastructure and ICT environment, you haven't mentioned mobile phones. I'm assuming that there are some mobile phones that are Shire owned but used by certain offices like the CESM, and I'm just hoping, I'm sure there will be some backup procedures in place for them, because obviously two-factor authentication and so on and so forth, that would be covered. Would that be correct?
Look, Councillor Brown, yes, that is correct. I didn't go to that level of detail. For example, we actually have a satellite phone, the Shire owns. The offices that are required to have a phone basically have to be bring your own. I didn't look at this plan in terms of ICT infrastructure for the district. I focused on the Shire, the administration, and the business. That's not to say it could be not embedded at a future time into this plan. I note that the Shire currently has a grant application being processed, which if successful would go a long way to actually addressing a lot of the broader access issues within, well, mainly the broader downside area. So my big focus was on the actual Shire's own assets and software and so on.
And you're also mentioning around backup of devices and two-factor.
Yeah, so it's particularly thinking of backup of devices for, say, the CES phone and the CESM's phone.
So at the moment, so for instance, if you were going to connect a BYD or bring your own device, a phone, to the email system, which is Outlook, then you have to go through a two-factor, that authenticator that we all know about, the app, you have to go through that process. So your phone, it's hard for someone to hack that phone, as an example, without the authenticator process as well. And then all of that is backed up also, because that then hooks it back into the Office 365 program, which is backed up with servers. Does it answer the question?
Councillor. One question for the MCS. How we, as a council, appraised of development's actions and report against this?
In this document,
yeah.
There is an area which talks about the reporting of developments to council. Okay, so under 5 governance, the executive management team, the EMT, is to provide strategic oversight of ICT services, cybersecurity and digital transformation initiatives. They're to receive monthly reports from the MSP, the managed service provider, covering off on health, cyber threats, backup success and incident management. And we're responsible for the escalation of any significant ICT risks or breaches to the Audit Risk Committee and Council.
Great. Just one more question. You mentioned that Perspective 80K,
yep.
Reviewed for the use of Syngisoft. What is the cyber risk? I know it's probably too operational here, of actually continuing the use of Syngisoft with being such old technology. Don't expect to answer this, but I mean, I'll just turn that out there. Can we afford not to spend that 80K because of the risk? That's all.
Yeah.
I would make that comment.
Yeah, I look, and I know where you're coming from, but I guess Syngisoft sits on our service, which has Huntress, which has all of the cybersecurity risk stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that works for the business who can remote into the site or to the servers, it's very heavily controlled. There's multi-factor authentication involved. So I don't see Synergy as a cyber risk per se. I see Synergy at the moment, I don't see a risk. We've been given a written guarantee that it will be serviced up until at least 30th of June, 2030. I mean, let's face it, we know it's a business. They could go like that and do it tomorrow or the next day. We've got to plan for what we know. I think one of the first things towards putting ourselves in a better position to be able to act is actually having a plan, because we've not ever had a plan at all. Doesn't mean that we don't go out and look and learn as to what other products are out there. Definitely not. It's the opposite. I know that in the last year to 2 years, there have been a number of councils, a few up in the wheat belt area, that have gone, oh my God, Syngisoft is going, we need to jump into something else, and they have. They're already looking for another product, because the product doesn't work that they went into. Workbook are just going into new software called Magi, and it all sounds fantastic in terms of we can just suck the data out of Syngisoft. I'm one of those people that want to wait and see. There's a lot of new product out in the market. Having worked in the industry at a support level, let the product get out there, let the product get proven, and don't be the people that suffer. Is my ethos in this area. I know Manjimup took on Datacom. I know people that work for Datacom, they're good people, but they aren't the whole company. And I know that Manjimup, whilst they're getting to a comfort level with the software now, it's taken them 5-6 years to do that, and a lot of internal extra resource to basically get the system to work. So we aren't in a position as a small shire as we are to actually, you know, put an extra 5 staff on to actually deal with something like that. So we need to know that whatever we go to is fit for purpose for this council, and that it's proven. would be my response.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, any general discussion? Remember, you have a second bite of this as the council meeting, but it's a referral to a council meeting. If not, can I have a motion to resume? Councillor Hanson at 3:16. Councillor Hanson, Councillor Sly have moved to resume standing orders. Standing orders. All in favour? Yes, carried. Recommendation there. Move and second. Councillor Hanson. Councillor Sly. Councillor Hanson.
This is a high-level strategic plan to give guidance to where we are and our plans for the future for the six highlighted objectives. It outlines an action plan and implementation roadmap with short, medium and long-term initiatives prioritised across the 10-year timeline. No commitment to specific expenditures, with implementation to be staged in line with funding availability. I move then that this Audit and Risk Committee recommend the Council adopt the attached ICT strategic plan for that 10-year period, 2025 to 2035.
Councillor Sly?
Nothing to add.
Anyone else want to speak for or against? Councillor Brown?
Look, just to add that there's a nice point 11.3, the key steps and timeline give us a timeline structure of when we are to transition to new software and the actions from this this plan, and I think that the idea that we shouldn't rush into something too quickly and wait and see, learn from the mistakes of other councils is a very wise one.
Anyone else want to speak for or against? If not, I shall put it on favour. Against, carried unanimously. Previous motions have been not given. I will close the meeting at 3:15.